Shemeres Yavam Karasla. Why do you call her Shemeres Yavam? Ishtemal Yehi. She's 100% your wife. To Amar Rav, we learned before, Rav says, Kona Lakoil. That all that the Chiddush in the first Mishnah, Bo Yevimtoi, that we said, even though it's Shlemi Daita, even though it's Lashreznus, that even though when a Yavam has to be with his Yavama, even though he's not doing the Lashrein Mitzvah, still the Mishnah says Yekoina. And Rav says the Pshaf in the Mishnah is Yekoina Lakoil. So you can't tell me here the cases that a Shemeres Yavam drinks the Meyer Murim. She's still called the Shemeres Yavam, not really his wife. If the case is that the Yavam had beer with her, when the Yavam lives with his Shemeres Yavam, that's a king in Yavam. That's Mamish's wife, that's Mamish Nisuyan. So what do you call the Shemeres Yavam? Drinks the Meyer Murim. She's not called the Shemeres Yavam. She's called Mamish Ishtoi. Tell him, I, how was the case of the Shemeres Yavam drinks the Meyer Murim? So what's Kasha Shemeres Yavam? Karasla, Ishtemal Yehi. To Amar Rav Kona Lakoil, so Gemara says Kishmul. We're going now according to Shmuel Shita. To Amar Lakonel Lakonel Advar Marum Baparsha. That the king in these type of a bia, or bia Shlomi Daita Shlomi Lashem Mitzvah, you're not Kona completely to be your wife for Din Saita. You're only Kona Lemixas Dvarim. That's all. You're only Kona for what it says in the Parsha that Yashina. For the Gemara, Midi Hu Time El Rav. We want to come and bring a riot to Rav. That Rav holds Yesh Chupel of Sulis. So we're bringing a riot from this Mishnah in Saita, Libu the Rav. And Omar Rav, Rav says, Kona Lakil. Rav is the one that said that if a Yavam has beer with his Yavama, even though it's not L'Shei Mitzvah, still he's Kona Lagamri. So you can't tell me the case in the Mishnah in Saita that says the Shemeres Yavam has to swear to drink the Meyer Murim is where the Yavam live with her, because if the Yavam live with her, it's not a Shemeres Yavam anymore, it's Mamish Ishtoi. See, after this, Ochomayaskin are going, the Yavim were Maimer. We're talking about now, the Yavim made a Maimer. That's what he did. He made a Kenyan Maimer. Samaritan says again, Omar Rova, Elo. Samaritan says, Ochomayaskin are going, the Yavim were Maimer. We're talking about now the word that the Yavim made a Maimer, gave her a cast of Kedushin. Ube Shamahi, we're going according to Ube Shamah Shita. The Yamri Beshama Shita is Maima Koina Kinyan Gomer. The Maima makes her a Kinyan Gomer. That's what Maima does. So if the Yavam gives his Yavam a Maima, the Maisa now is his wife completely. And it's like the only half Kedushin. So the terms like we had before, once you make Maima, now she's your wife completely. There's no more Zikas Yibum. And you only have an Arusa. So now if you want to make Nisuyin Avada, you have to make a Bia Lishmo Lishem Nisuyin. So we'd have the same case that we had before Ben Arusa, that after we made Maimer, then the Yavam, the husband, lived with her. Shalai L'shem Nisuyin. So he doesn't have Nisuyin with her. But the Maisa says, called me Baruch the Isha, if the husband lived with her first, that's what he could have, she has to drink. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case that the Yavam made Maimer with his Yavama, and Aliba de Beishamai, that Maimer is kind of a Kenyan Gomer, that she's Mamish, your wife now, she's not a Zok, there's no more Din Yubim anymore. If so, Hani Arusa, that's Mamish the same case of an Arusa. The Bryce has said this case of an Arusa already. That was one case on Arusa, and the Shemeres Yavam. So if you're telling me now the Shemeres Yavam means that she received Maimer, that's Mamish and Arusa again. So where it says, L'tayim mech anyway, according to your Tam, Nesuyo Kenusa. That's what it says, that when you had real Nisuyin, or else Kenusa means that she was a Yavama, and the Yavam had beer with her. The Yavam was Miyavma. For the Gemara, Lav Chode Milsi, isn't this considered one thing? That once the Yavam has beer with her, Avad is called his wife completely, it's called the Kenusa, it's called the Nisuyah. Ella, what do you have to say? Nisuyah Didei. Nisuyah means that it's your wife from the beginning. It's not Pshat, it's your brother's wife. It's your wife, it's Nisuyin today, your wife. O Kenusa de Chavrei. Kenusa means what? That it started out, well, by your brothers. It started out to be your brother's wife. And after you made Kenisa, after you made Yibum, you made the Bia, then she becomes your wife. Even though at the end she's Mamish, your wife, like a regular Nisuya. But the reason why it's called two different cases, because one started out your wife in the beginning, and one started out that was your brother's wife. And I'll tell you, Ochinam here also. Arusa Didei. That's if the Mishnah says two cases, Arusa and the Shemeres Yavam, it's because they're two different type of wives. They're both talking to your wife, they both have a kin kedushin, but Arusa means Didei, she started out to be your wife, not your brother's wife. That you stamped, took a wife, you made kedushin with her. And like we said before, then you live with her, not l'shem nesuin, so she's still only in Arusa, but the ma'is is called Mibal de Ishech, the husband at V was the first, and then if he gave a kinyan and stira, there would be that the water would be boidika. Yovim is the same case that the Yovim made a maimah with her, and Aliba de Beis Shammai, she's mamish wife right now. Why is she called the Shemeris Yovim? The Chur is called an Arusa, because it means the Chavre, just means that this wife started out not to be your wife. She started out, she was your brother's wife. Now on your brother's wife, you made a maimah, which Aliba de Beis Shammai maimah makes a maimah such as your wife completely. So that's how the case is, that you can have a Shemeris Yovim that has to drink the Meyamorim. Henechanami, Hitaka works that a Shemeris Yovim becomes an Arusa. She becomes your wife because she made a maimah with her. Aliba de Beis Shammai Yitzmamish in Arusa. That's why she drinks after you have beer with her. But it's still called the Shemeris Yovim because it started out not your wife in the beginning, it started out with your brother's wife. The Chavri. We have Papa says like this. The Papa Rama, Hai Tana, so the Kitsa that we're saying now, it's a good shot. So we're answering now, there's no proof. Could be, everybody holds, ain't chuppah the psulas, could be. We have no proof now that the chuppah is what makes the psula. You have no raya that the chuppah is what koina. It could be she was narusa, that's all. And the reason why, it could be, it's not a din, the chuppah is koina. But the reason why she drinks the water, we're talking about she only had a kinyan narusa, that's all. But we're talking about with the husband had beer with her. That when she bore le arusa, the base of beer. That the husband lived with her when she was still in Arusa. So that's why the Maisa, she can still drink the Mehamurim. She has the same Saita that the water checks her out. But the Maisa is no Raya Chupris Kaina. So again, there's no Beferish the Mishnah to say that Chupris Kaina by Yepsula. Sumara says, Rapapa Rama Haitanu. Rapapa goes to say another Mishnah, who are being approved to say as a man the Yom that holds, Yesh Chupal Yepsulis. Where? The Tanya will learn like this. Ein mekanin lo liarusa liashkoisa kishi arusa. You can't make kinui on an arusa when to make a drink when you're still an arusa. That you can't do. Rashi says, Papa Rama liyelon matiduk minei diyesh chupa. We have no proof this chupa. We're going to kinu lo kishi arusa. Venisa obo leo boho de isra mashkula deyoisa kinu vaitanu. I mean, here's a Papa saying, Rashi does Lishna, Rashi does better. Lishna, who another pshat Rashi like this is. Omer a Papa says like this, Liyolam the kinu lo kishihi arusa. You gave a kinu, you warned her when she was narusa. The Yisra, and she also had stira when she was narusa. Umashk lo kishi nesuya. But you made a drink when she was nesuya, that was the pshat. Or the kashloch, you had a question we want to say before, that this can't be the pshat. The kashloch ain menuka in the oven. If first you had stira with your source, your wife had stira. So the question is, how could you live with your wife afterwards? You're not called menuka in the oven. Tonu the lesle after Russia. I'll bring you a tana that does not hold from this Russia. We're talking about the case that the Mishnah before said that an Arusa, Hamori, you could have a wife, you only have a kinyan kedushin with her. Still, she has to drink the Meyamurim. The case is that you gave her Spira and Kina when she was an Arusa. Either din is, you have to give me the Isha, for the husband lived with her first. Then they made Nisuyin, even though the Nisuyin was Biavera, but the Maisa, and then she has to drink the Meyamurim. That's the case, not because of the chuppah, but because of nesuyin. The question was, such is not called menuka meyoven. So Papa has a tanya, holds you have to be menuka meyoven. The tanya ain't mekanin lo la rusa la shkoisa kashia rusa. Avo mekanin loisa, you could warn your wife, even though you only had kedusha with her, la shkoisa to make a drink kashia nesuya when she has a kinyan nesuyin. Even though I look who the kasher is, if there was kinyan with stira when she's in Arusa, so she's a saita. So the husband's not allowed to make nesuyin, can't live with her. He's not called menuka meyoven, so why does he drink the meyamorim later? And the it's right, this manim does not from this svara. Lamais, even though the husband is not menuka meyoven, so what? Lamais, she's a saita, and the husband had beer with her first. It's called mibala da ishech, therefore she has to drink the meyamorim. But there's no raya that chupra is koina. We have Nachman, Rav Yitzchak, Omai, de Gilgul. The case here is like de Gilgul Shvua. Gilgul Shvua means like this. That Abad was talking about the husband made a regular Nisuyin, and after he made Nisuyin with his wife, that's when he first saw her going with another man, that he gave her a kina, he warned her, and then they were still, they were together. That's when the din said that she has to drink the Me'amorim. What does the Mishnah mean to say she has to swear that she was, when she was in Arusa, she also did not have Nus? Not the pshat she has to din Saita by an Arusa. That's called Ayyidei Gilgul. That means once we make a swear, after Nisuyin, that's when the husband gave a kina stira, that she has to swear later, she did not have Nus later, the husband could automatically, Ayyidei Gilgul means, once she has to swear one place, I could automatically make you swear wherever I want. Even though the chakilah to make you swear, I have to have a proof to make you swear. Ayyidei Gilgul means, since you have to swear one place, I have a right to cause you to swear wherever I want. So it starts out that she's swearing now because the ma'aseh she's in a suya, a regular saita. So the husband makes her swear that she did not live with the man. Once I make you swear you did not live with this man after Nisuyin, I could also make you swear you did not live with him Mishas and Arusa. But not the pshat is that by regular Arusa the din saita she has to drink the Me'amorim. Or could be by regular Arusa there's no din to drink the Me'amorim. Here is something I did Google. But Sholach Rav Chanina Mishmed Rav Yechanan. He said like this. If somebody makes a kinyan maima with his yavama, afilu hu kain, even if he's a kain, vi kanis and she's a kanis, poslo mina truma. She does become poslo from eating truma. If you make maima be yavimtoi, so here the case is that one brother made maima, and now the other brothers now, they poslo, she can't eat truma. So Rashi says, the apostle in the Truma, she says, Achi Yikonis, until there's a be here. So what's the pshat here? Says the man. Who are you talking about? Eli Rabbi Meir, because according to Rabbi Shita, that the Meir holds Mishtameris, Labi Epsula, that she doesn't need Truma. So Eima Diyom Rabbi Meir, when did Rabbi Meir say, Yisvara Mishtameris, Labi Epsula, Loyochla Midi Raisa? Only if it's a question that she's oimed to have a bia that's also midiraisa, like in the Mishnah, where the kohen married a gerusha. So we say, since the bia is a bia sanaveira midiraisa, she does need truma right now, even though she's a bas kohen, she can't eat truma right now. But over here, the rabbonin miyomar, here is only Yishael and the rabbonin. What happened? One brother made maimer. Now, for the other yavam, he's not allowed to make beer anymore. He can't be miyabim. Why? Because one brother made maimer. Even though that's only nisa the rabbanon, midiraisa we had before, not like Beis Shammai, maimer means nothing. So maimer is nothing. So the other yavam could make yavam. It's only midirabbanon he can't. So it's only mishtameres lebiyav sula midirabbanon. Even according to Rav Meir, she's ladi truma. Hey, midirabbanon. Miyomar, he didn't say them if it's only Mishtameris, the Vyepsulim of the Rabbonin. Vyelu, you want to say, go now, the Rebblez of Reb Shimon. Furthermore, that can't be. Hashta Mishtameris, the Vyepsul, the Raisa. Madach in our Mishnah's case, where the Kayin marries the Gerusha, even before he had Bia. But it's Mishtameris, the Vyepsul, the Raisa, if they have Bia, Vyenis, the Raisa. Ochlo, still Rebblez, says in the Mishnah, that if she's a Bas Kayin, she's Ladi Truma. The Rabbonim boy, over here was only question one Yavim made Maimer. So the second Yavim can't make Yibum only with the Rabbonim. So there's only a Bia system with the Rabbonim. So Pshita she's not eat Truma. So who are you telling me now that she can't eat Truma? So Mara says, Ela ki Yossi Rovin. Omar says like this. Also, Ba Maimer be Avimtoi, Divri Hakal Ochla, no. If one brother made Maimer, since there's only Nisim and the Rabbanim now for the other brothers to be Miyabim, but Midirais said Smutter, Havadish is a Baskoin, she would eat Truma. It's not called the Mishtameris Labi of Sul the Raisa. So Havadish does eat Truma. No, Yeshla Cholol, Divri Hakul, Enuachelis. Let's say one brother is a Cholol. So the Maisa, when he lives with her, she'll become a Cholola. She'll be possible to eat Truma. So in such a case also, she would not eat Truma. Trash Yeshka Zeach Yesh leze ayovim acholol. Divri akol ayochlo. Afilu hui bas koin, even if she's a bas koin. V'yaf agav diyovet bo maimer koin kosher. Even though the one that made maimer was a koin kosher, not a cholol, akati mishtameres le biyapsuli. Still she's watching, like she's oimetav biya from a biyapsul. Le biyas acholol. Te aveypsul diraisa. That's nisi diraisa, blo yochlo, she would not eat. V'yafilu le rev loza rev shimin. Kos ki maashim, rev damon le koin godu kamashrish yesh lo lakavim o kamachar. That's only a kohen gadol, or a kohen can marry somebody else and be michael them truma. Our mishtameres liyovim cholol, but here that one brother is a cholol, that no matter who this cholol marries, she'll never be able to eat truma. Tiyenela lahachol to a kohen cholol zaru is posul lov liyochla. That's the case here. That one of the brothers alive is a cholol, so a ma'isa she's mishtameres to him. And since he's such a psul that no wife can he be Michael Truma, therefore even according to Rav Lezer, the Yavama cannot eat Truma right now. Is the Riyakul Ein Orchelis. That's the Machlokes. Le'nech le'kawir is the Machlokes and le'shinosim le'get. That one brother gave the Yavama get. That's the Shiloh. Rav Yechanan Omer Orchelis that she could still eat Truma right now. Rav Shlokeshomer Ein Orchelis, no, she does not eat Truma. Rav Yechanan Omer Achelas says that she could eat truma. That what afilu l'Rav Mei, even according to Rav Mei Yeshita, the Yomer Eino Achelas, that he says if you make kedushin, if a kohen marries a gerusha, since it's a shemim mishtameres lebiyapsula, she does not eat truma. Hani mili, when do we say that mishtameres lebiyapsula diraisa, where she's married to the kohen, the kohen's married to the gerusha. If they have via now, the via nisir diraisa. So in such a case, pshita, we say that she can't eat truma. Now pshita, but that's for meyashita, that she can't eat truma. Abu the rabbanon ochlo. But over here, what happened? One brother gave her a get. With the diraisa, if you give your yivam a get, it means nothing. There's still zikas yibum. You're still supposed to have the mitzvah yibum. It's only with the rabbanon you can't make beer anymore. So since there's only nisir with the rabbanon, still she could eat truma. She does not eat truma here. If one yovim gave her a get, she does not eat truma if she's a eishes koyin. Why? Afilu l'Reb Leza. For Reb Shimon the Yam Yecheles, that she does eat truma. That she does eat truma. Hani, meaning when do we say that svara? To yesh to l'hachem b'mokam achar. We could let her eat truma some other place. Aval hocha kivun dien le lahachem b'makam achar. There's no other way he can let her eat. Loi, she does not eat truma. So Rashi says like this: Ela shenosam lo get koyein liyavimtoi. Kahanis, she's a kahanis. V'yakatel v'yosi mishtameres. V'yosi v'sulam d'rabbonin hi. To get mahani bom d'rabbonin. So if you Reb Lezer, hani midu adei kedushin di yesh lachol ki agav the makom achar, aber adei gerushin di yein the lachol adei gerushin makom achaloi. What was the story here? The Yavam gave his Yavam a get. Now with the Rabbanan, the get is like chalitza. You can't be miyavno. So no other place, if a kohen gives his wife a get, could she eat truma. Every other place, after she gets a get, she can't eat truma. So here Reb Lezer also agrees that since the Yavam gave his Yavam a get, in such a case you can't eat truma. Because the get always passes off from eating truma. Let's say in a case that you gave her a get, and after the kohen gives her a get, she'll go back to her father's house. Or let's say she's a bas kohen. So she's a bas kohen, after she gets a get, she goes back to her father's house, and she could eat a truma. But the Mara Chayzeres poska mine ukroy v'levei nasa aval ha agida bo vei. True, a regular gerusha when he give you a kohen gives his wife a get. So true, if his wife is a bas kohen, she goes back to her father's house. She's poska mine. She goes away from her husband and she goes back to her father's house. So since her father was a kohen, that's why she can still eat truma right now. Aval ha agida vei. But over here it's a modern case. Over here, Lamaisish is a Shemeres Yavam. That there's still a mitzvah zikah in the Raisa. So since she's still attached to her, and he gave her a get, in such a case she cannot eat truma. That's where Shlokesh Asvara. And since Lamaisish gave her a get, so giving a get is always a matzah that you like cut off relations, so you can't be Maichalo. And Lamaisish, she can't go back to her father's house, because there's still a Zika here, therefore she's stuck, she cannot eat Truma. Then the Mishnah says, this Amalon and Nisgarsha. She gave an Amon and Shkema and Nisgarsha. The Mishnah says, well, Minan Asuyim Sulis. If the Kayin lived with her, she became a Chalola. Min Erisin Ksheris. If the Kayin didn't live with only Min Erisin, then she's Ksheva. So it's almost like this. Boyi Minei Rebbe Chia Bar Yosef Mishmuel. Rebbe Chia Bar Yosef asked a question from Shmuel. Kayin Godol Shekidish Es Aktana. A Kohen Gadol that made Kedushin with a Ketana. He's allowed to. The law of a Kohen Gadol is that he's not allowed to marry a Bula or a Begeris. He has to only marry a Besula, a Nara or a Ketana. He can't marry a Begeris. When she becomes 12 and a half years old already, the Kohen Gadol can't marry her. So what's going to be if the Kohen Gadol married her when she was a Ketana? Ubogra Tachtov. And before the Kohen Gadol lived with her, the first Bia, she became a Begeris. She became 12 and a half years old. So the Kohen Gadol allowed to make Nisuyin have his first